And now continuing our coverage of the severe weather across Utah today, we had a tornado touchdown in Washington Terrace, Riverdale. The Utah Red Cross says it's sending a disaster team to Ogden, where a tree has come down on a home. Joe Doherty is spokesman for the Utah Division of Emergency Management. He is with us now live in the studio. Thanks for taking the moment. I know how busy you are.
Yeah, this is just one of those days where a lot of things are happening with Mother Nature, and she's really showing her fury today.
Let's go through those things. We have thousands of people, maybe 30,000 plus, without power right now in Davis and Weber counties. What should they be doing to stay safe at this point?
You know, the main thing that people can do is, especially in severe weather, is stay indoors. In severe winds, a lot of debris can be kicked up, thrown around. That can cause damage and injury. So it's best to stay home, take care of your loved ones. If you're on your way home, just get there. And then if you're heading up to northern Davis County or Weber County, you may find out your power is out. And so that's, you know, time to crank out the batteries, the battery-powered flashlights, listen to the radio for weather alerts and updates.
Here's one. When you want to charge your phone in the car, don't do it with a closed garage door. Because the power is out. Your garage door might not be working.
Yeah, make sure you're aware that you should pull on that cord if you need to open your garage door. And speaking of cell phones, my cell phone was dead on the way over here. And so I pulled out the device that I'm holding in my hand, which is a portable battery, essentially portable battery for my cell phone. We recommend that everybody have these because we rely so much on these devices.
Joe, you're the spokesman for the Utah Division of Emergency Management in the middle of a tornado. You have two phones going there.
And I'm working two phones.
And a battery.
Yeah.
We knew this storm was coming, but the severity caught us all by surprise. How do you recommend people prepare for this weather ahead of time, before next time, before tomorrow?
Yeah, that's an awesome question because we know that now is the time to prepare for the next thing. We have a lot of great resources. Our division has a program called Be Ready Utah. Be ready for what? Be ready for anything. And especially today, we can talk about tornadoes. We've got a section on the website at bereadyutah.gov. If you click on Be Ready Family, there's a section in there about preparing for all sorts of emergencies, including tornadoes. You know, most people don't know that we have about 4 tornadoes a year in the state of Utah, and this summer we've already had 2.
Of them happen in no man's land, but this one danced through the Walmart parking lot in Riverdale across to Washington Terrace, and it's apparently caused some serious damage. Have you seen the videos?
I have. It's very striking to see that and know that that's the power of Mother Nature right now, why we do need to be prepared. People need to know that if there is a tornado warning, they should take cover. But beforehand, there's all sorts of things they can do, such as having emergency plans, emergency kits, and make sure that they're ready to survive without power, because the power is going to go out in an event like this.
All right. Thanks a lot. Joe Doherty is the spokesman for the Division of Emergency Management in Utah. You're kind of running point at your operation. The counties handle most of the activity on the street at this point.
Absolutely. All disasters and emergencies start at the local level because they have the authority to do that, and we're here to support them. They do a fantastic job. We've heard great reports of emergency managers who are getting sandbags delivered to their communities, and we're ready to support them if and when those requests come.